In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to read these words again from the Gospel lesson from John 14. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do." Can you believe that this is the last day of classes for this academic year? That graduation is tomorrow? There's a sense of excitement on this campus that's a carryover from call day. Those of you who have calls and vicarage assignments know what's ahead. Packing, moving, beginning vicarage, ordinations, installations. Your family and friends are also equally excited about all of this. Those of you not graduating or leaving for vicarage have summer classes or jobs ahead of you. For all of you, I wonder if it all is like intermission time, the time between acts in a play or a performance that you've been watching. Now, what do you usually do between Act 1 and Act 2 of a play or a performance? That depends upon who you are. If you're like me, you have attended far more shows or performances than you have participated in. As frequent members of an audience, we have learned to use the intermission times as times between acts as an opportunity to stretch our legs, use the restroom, or enjoy some refreshments. However, if you're part of the stage crew for a performance, you understand the intermission, the minutes between acts, quite differently. That time is not casual or relaxing. It's just the opposite. It's a time marked with almost frantic busyness and hard work. There's a clear sense of what needs to be done, moved, changed, turned, or whatever else, in order to be prepared for the next act. That is what was happening in the gospel lesson you heard just read a few moments ago. It was intermission time, the time between acts. Jesus tells his followers that he's about to leave this earth and then that he's going to come back again. I wonder if we can also say that as followers of Christ, we are living between God's great acts, empowered and prepared by him to set the stage for his return. And what does setting that stage involve? Jesus answers that question when he says to his first disciples and to us, "The one who believes in me will also do the work that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these because I'm going to the Father." And then Jesus adds that wonderful promise, not once, but twice, "Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do." And how did the first disciples handle all that Jesus said to them? Did they believe him? Did they really understand his promise? History says so, if not at that moment, for sure after our Lord rose from the dead. Is there any connection to us? Is our Lord making the same promise to us? "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." If what he's saying is true, think of all of the possibilities. Ask for good grades. Ask for a successful vicarage. Ask for blessings on your first call. Ask to meet the man or woman of your dreams if you're single. Ask for an easy way to get rid of your debts. And Jesus will give all of that to you? Jesus had much more in mind in his promise to those first disciples and to us. What our crucified and risen Lord promised them then, and what he promises now, is that he would take care of his first disciples, give them power and strength for the mission that lay ahead of them. And that same promise he's making to us today. What strength that promise gives to those of you going on your first calls or vicarages, as well as those of you continuing your studies here. That promise is what gives you the strength to be participants during and in between his acts of mercy and grace. But that promise is also saying, this is not the time to sit back and stretch your legs and go get some refreshments. This is the time you're being called upon to do great things for our Lord, greater than you think you can do. A famous French composer was conducting a rehearsal for an opera. The orchestra was giving a lackluster performance. Frustrated with the performers, the conductor rapped on the rostrum and almost shouted at them, "Brothers and sister artists, play like an encore. Play as though the audience has applauded." The conductor's appeal worked. As you go about your vicarages or your first calls or your studies or work this summer, do it as though God has applauded. Do it as though you can do it better than God can do it. And why not? Does he not enable us to do everything that we do? Do it also with a heart not weary and troubled. Does he not promise, "In my Father's house are many rooms, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also"? And that will not happen between my acts of love for you, God says. That will be the final act.